Thomas E. McKnight, Jr. This is a transcription on my letterhead. It is addressed to This is on patient Charlotte Jones, 1445 Citrus Avenue, Chico, California, 95926, 530-521-4231, ID XXXXX-4154, date of birth 6/28/1948, 74-year-old married retired woman. Insurance is Medicare / AARP, pharmacy is Costco, Chico. It is addressed to professional colleagues, Dr. Lee-Chico, 95973-0258. Phone is 530-332-8877, fax 332-8985. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation for care with history of cognitive impairment. Recent findings of partially treatable expressive aphasia. Comorbid medical problems, concurrent treatment for history of malignant melanoma. Currently on low-dose REVLIMID and dexamethasone. Current medications, donepezil 10 milligrams, clonazepam 0.5 milligrams HS, memantine 5 milligrams, 1 in the PM, valacyclovir 500 milligrams daily, LENALIDOMIDE 5 milligram capsules, salmon, calcitonin 200 unit spray, sodium alendronate 70 milligram tablets. Dear professional colleagues, this is dated 10/16/25. Charlotte was seen today. And has completed her follow-up MRI scan at the Halo Imaging Center. The study showed no sign of hemorrhage, edema, mass lesion, or abnormal diffusion restriction. No abnormal extra axial collection. A few scattered foci of T2 prolongation were seen in the cerebral hemispheric white matter. Juxtacortical subcortical gliotic signal involving the right inferior frontal lobe gyrus was less conspicuous than seen on previous evaluation. There was no evidence of amyloid-related imaging abnormalities of edema or hemorrhage, (ARIA-E) or (ARIA-H), as assessed on T2 flare and gradient sequence imaging, respectively. I'm so sorry.
It's kind of the running kind.
Oh, no. Smelly and running. New paragraph. As you may remember, amyloid PET imaging studies completed on February 17, 2025 was positive. With evidence for diffusely increased amyvid AMYVID uptake throughout the cortical cerebral gray matter, most intense in the prefrontal, lateral temporal, and parietal areas, showing clear loss of normal gray-white contrast. No cerebellar uptake was identified. Okay. New paragraph, in consideration of these findings, she has no evidence of Leqembi infusion-related cerebral degeneration or disease, and as such is still qualified to resume her Leqembi infusions. New paragraph, she referred for further care as obtained, signed with my professional signature.